Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovich. Presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
We'll get back to week 13 in the NFL in a moment, but Sam, the Lane Kiffin drama right now in Oxford with Ole Miss is insane, like unfolding in real time per multiple media reports, as Lane Kiffin will reportedly accept LSU's offer to become the Tigers' next head coach and leave the Rebels. Sammy, what's the latest here that you're seeing on social media as it concerns Lane Kiffin?
So basically, Lane is leaving. We all have come to that conclusion, and multiple reports have indicated that Lane is headed to Baton Rouge. However, Lane wants to stay and coach the team in the playoff, which you don't do. You either stay or you go. And per Neil McCready, who's been all over this on Twitter, Lane is not leaving his office in the Manning Center, and Ole Miss leadership is on the way. They are trying to put together an interim staff, but Lane won't budge. So Lane's like, I'm leaving, but I'm also staying until I'm ready to leave, which is after the playoff. But that's not how it goes.
Yeah. I wonder if Ole Miss gets dinged in the seeding because of this. Maybe has to go on the road in round one if Lane leaves, because you'd think they would be a home team if he stays. In any event, we'll bring you updates on that when and if we get them, but it looks like Lane Kiffin leaving Ole Miss to become the next head coach at LSU, replacing Brian Kelly. All right, first of two consecutive games, Sam, that will hit in the AFC South. Both have some line movements in them this morning. Let's start with the 7-4 Jaguars in Tennessee against the 1-10 Titans. At BetMGM right now, the Jaguars are -325 to make the AFC playoffs. And obviously a favorite here to win and go to 8-4. What does the betting market have for us, Sam? Jacksonville at Tennessee.
You have seen some money on the dog, believe it or not. People love to bet these ugly dogs. We discussed it with Cleveland, and now it's Tennessee. From 7 on the open, 5.5 at BetMGM. There's a 5 offshore. And the totals come up a little bit, 41-42. One book has 42.5. So not much like really to rally around total-wise, but the move off the 7 and through the 6 on Tennessee. Wise guys liking the Titans. Wise guys liking the Browns.
Do you think it's probably a combo, right, of liking the Titans and maybe not pessimism in the Jaguars winning the game, Sam, but maybe pessimism in Jacksonville's ability to pull away and like cover a decently high number here.
It makes sense. A lack of trust in Trevor Lawrence, perhaps. I understand that. I lean to the over. You could find 41.5 out there readily available. I'd go over before I do anything else.
I love to hear that. On my WFAN show this morning, talked about the over as well at 41.5. I did bet it, so me and you can ride together on over with Jacksonville and Tennessee. I do think there's a really fun prop conversation to be had around the Titans wide receivers and one of their rookie tight ends. We'll get to that coming up next hour on the show, but I do like some of these young pass catchers for Cam Ward. So 5.5 and 42, the Jaguars favorite on the road at Tennessee. I think this might be the game of the day, Sam, and like the end of... Feels like all the good games were on Thursday and Friday. Indy hosting Houston. CJ Stroud's back for the Texans. Daniel Jones will start for the Colts, but is playing on a fractured fibula. What about Indy hosting Houston and what this means for the AFC South?
The line hasn't really moved all that much last couple days. It's been 3, and it's still 3. Indy favored at home by 3. The total has been where the money has moved the most. 46.5 to 44.5. There's a 44 or 2 in Vegas. So the respected players in this game are shorting offense. They're betting under in Indy.
Do you have a thought on the side of the game?
I would love to take Houston. I'm kicking myself for not taking Houston to make the playoff 3 weeks ago, man. We talked about it. I just couldn't pull the trigger.
Yeah, Daniel Jones apparently reported this morning that he may have issues moving laterally. Like, what a shock. His leg is broken. Can't believe it. And that's forced this number down to 3. We talked about it earlier in the week, Sam, just like I know, you and I have spoken about this game over text, that Texans plus 3.5, decent bet, and under as well, when this was 44.5 earlier in the week with Houston and Indianapolis. And if Houston wins this game and Jacksonville wins, you'll have 8-4 Jacksonville, 7-5 Houston, and 8-4 Indy. This division looked like it was done about 3 weeks ago. Very much, very much in doubt now if the right results come into play here with Houston wins and Jacksonville wins. All right. We go to South Beach, Sammy. What about the Dolphins and the Saints in Miami?
What a great game. Can't wait for this one. Saints and Dolphins. Yay!
We needed 6. This on Black Friday, Eagles-Bears here. That's what we needed.
I took 6 with the Saints. Not that I know what I'm doing, but I decided that was a bridge too far. And this number opened. The look ahead was 4.5. It's been Dolphin money kind of slowly crawling up to 5 to 5.5 and now 6. I took 6. Total has not moved. 42 on the total.
Take this for what it's worth. I think you made an awesome bet, and I would like to bet Saints 6. At some point before kickoff. From what you see on the board, Sam, are we close to being there anywhere? Are there any 6s? Do you think we're going to land 5.5 here?
There's a 6 in Vegas, and then a lot of the 5.5s are getting expensive, minus 115, minus 118. Your consensus number is a flat 5.5, though, and there are 5s offshore. Pinnacle and Chris have 5. So 5.5 is a good closing guess. That 6 right now in Vegas, all they're trying to do is write a Saints bet. That's all that is. Like, they can't write any Saints money. Let's move it to 6 and see if we can.
Is your thought process, and I only ask this because it would be my thought process if and when I get to make this bet, is just I don't really trust the Dolphins to win by margin. Is that your thought process behind the bet?
Yeah, and the Saints are a young team with a rookie head coach. Their energy is in the right place. They're clearly still playing hard. I'm on the Saints here because I don't think Miami should be laying 6 to anybody, to be honest with you.
You better you bet. Week 13 NFL Sunday. Nick Costo, Sam Panayotovich, and you rolling through all the games on the board today. Speaking of terrible football games that will be played today, how about the Falcons and the Jets and the Jersey Meadowlands as Kirk Cousins starts again for Atlanta against Tyrod Taylor? Sammy, what do we got? Atlanta at the Jets and a line movement here throughout the week.
Well, Falcons did take some money earlier in the week. This game was basically a pick 'em. On the look ahead, it was 1. They reopened at 2, and now we're 3 basically everywhere. I don't see a single 2.5 onshore or offshore, so that's where we're going to close. The total opened 38.5, now we're 38. So not a ton of movement. The early move in the week, though, came in on Atlanta from -2 to -3.
Are we supposed to bet the Jets here? Getting 3 at home against Kirk Cousins?
Pass.
If you had to bet, would you bet the Jets?
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Staring at this. Kirk Cousins is laying 3 on the road in 2025. I might have to bet the Jets. I don't want to. I feel like I might have to. Would you like to try and talk me out of it?
No. Not really. If you want to do it, man, okay. By all means. It's a free country for now. So if you want to take the 3, by all means.
Maybe I need someone to just come and like take the keyboard away from me here so I can't click the Jets at +3. For what it's worth, the Jets +135 on the money line to win the game. I do think we're going to have a fun underdog money line parlay conversation next hour. I think you can make the case that a lot of dogs could potentially win today. All right. A lot going on here, Sam, with the Cardinals and the Buccaneers in Tampa. The most notable is that Baker Mayfield is going to start for the Bucs. Last we saw him, his like shoulder was hanging out of his socket like a wet noodle at halftime of the Rams blowout of Tampa last Sunday night. What do we got with Tampa hosting Arizona? Marvin Harrison Jr. returns for the Cardinals.
The huge move in this game is the total. So this was 49 when it opened. 49. Try 44.5 now at BetMGM. A lot of injuries to talk about, as you mentioned. And then the look-ahead spread was 6, but when they put it back up in Vegas, they reopened it at 3.5, and it really hasn't moved, Nick. I mean, it's 3.5 all over the joint right now. Every book in Vegas, every book in America has 3.5, so that's going to be your closing line. I don't think there's going to be anything that breaks that changes that, but the big move again, a near 5-point move to the under in Arizona-Tampa.
Opinion from you on side or total?
I hate Arizona. I wish I could. Paul Aspen loves Arizona. I keep trying to tell him stop. He keeps doing. I'd lay a cheap 3.5 with Tampa, if anything.
And we will find out actives and inactives in a few moments here. And we will find out if Hassan Reddick and Jamel Dean are playing in this game for the Bucs. If especially Dean, who's been their best corner by a lot this year, if he doesn't play, I might get in the foxhole with our friend Paul Aspen here. I bet the Arizona
he picks
Cardinals.
A team every year. Every year he falls for this team that isn't good, that isn't making the playoffs, but he bets them ATS, which, of course, is a different conversation. He's not saying Arizona's going to win the Super Bowl. He just likes the point spreads, and I'm almost positive he's on Arizona again this week.
What was his team last year?
Jacksonville.
Oh, my God. With Doug Peterson. I love Paul. I might ride with Paul today on Arizona. Tyler is checking the actives and inactives for us. We're bringing them to you next segments on the show, but we'll find out like which of Tampa's defenders will be playing in this game. Last game, Sammy, in the early slate is the surging LA Rams, and I look like the best team in the league to me, at the 6-6 Panthers coming off the Monday night loss to the 49ers.
We're through 10, which is not really a surprise. The Rams are elite in terms of comparing them to other teams in the league. I was talking to a Vegas bookmaker earlier in the week. He said, yeah, the Rams are our number one team in the league. And the Rams have been making people money all year. So, yeah, let's bet the Rams at 9.5 and 10. Get it to 10.5. The total has not moved, Nick. Basically 45 everywhere.
Any desire to bet this game?
I would love to take 10.5, but I'm not feeling myself today. You know, if I was feeling a little frisky, I'd take the points, but it's probably a pass.
It's a huge number.
Yep.
I'd also like to bet Carolina.
Money line?
I don't. No. No. Not for me, at least. I don't know. I'm not feeling that frisky. Maybe a little frisky. I'd like to read for you, Sam, a bunch of these Super Bowl prices are wild right now at MGM after Thursday and Friday coming into Sunday. If I gave you $100 or more or less, whatever, said bet the winner of the Super Bowl, Rams 4, Eagles 8. The fact that the Eagles are the second choice after Friday. Eagles 8, Packers 10, Colts 10, Seahawks 11, Bills, Denver 12, New England 13, Baltimore 14, KC 15, Detroit 18. Who would you take and why? If you had to.
Maybe Seattle at 11-1. I think that might be the most complete team in the league. But the issue with that bet is that I have to deal with Sam Darnold in the playoffs.
I think it's one of those two teams in the NFC West, right? I think it's at this point right now, how is it not the Rams or the Seahawks? I think I'm sitting on a loser with my Kansas City bet. I know, what a statement now that they're 6-6. And then after what the Eagles did, like I think my Super Bowl pick is, I don't know if it's dead, but life support, Eagles, Chiefs, part three.
I've got Buffalo. I don't feel that great either, having Buffalo. Buffalo can't stop a nosebleed on the D-line. It really just feels like the books have no idea, and they're just guessing. I mean, they know the Rams are legit. So, all right, we'll make them the favorite, and then we'll just pick teams out of a hat, essentially. I mean, Philly's offense right now is a problem, and their O-line is banged up. So if they can shore that up, I think they can be fine and go on a run. But given the prices you threw out, I'd go Seattle 11-1.
I think it's tough to disagree with that. And that takes us a nice segue, Sammy, into our next game, where the Seahawks will host Max Brosmer and the Minnesota Vikings. J.J. McCarthy out with a concussion. You can't make this stuff up. What do we got with the Seahawks and the Vikings line move today as Seattle faces an undrafted free agent rookie quarterback?
I'm going to make the line on concussion minus 110 each way. Yes, no, because I don't know. I digress. Look, this number has been on the move all week.
For McCarthy or Brosmer? I can make a case for either here.
For O'Connell, actually, for the coach.
Right.
So this number on the 24th, 6 days ago, was Minnesota -8. Now we're at 12. I see 13s out there. So this is all Vikings fade all week long. They've just piled on to Seattle. It's hard for me to lay 12 or 13 when I could have laid 8, 9, or 10.
Okay, I've been saying this since, I mean, it was obvious on Monday once it was announced that McCarthy, like, reported a concussion after the game. I'm not saying McCarthy's not concussed. Like, I don't want to make that accusation. I absolutely think O'Connell benched him earlier in the year, though, and the ankle sprain was cover for it. Once it was obvious that Brosmer was going to start this game, I guess here's my question, and the answer can be that he's worse. It can be that. How could Brosmer be that much worse than McCarthy? And if that's the case, isn't this number a little big?
I mean, it is big considering that it was, you know, 7 on the look ahead and reopened at 8. Yeah, I mean, usually lines don't move 4 points aside. It feels big, but there hasn't really been a lot of resistance on Minnesota either. That's alarming. When Seattle just keeps climbing, and there's no buyback, that's a bad sign for the Vikings.
Donovan Jackson, Minnesota's first-round rookie guard, is out, and Christian Darrisaw, their star left tackle, is questionable. I'd like to see how far this goes, and I'd actually like to bet the Minnesota Vikings. Remember back in training camp, the reports that O'Connell loved Brosmer, and then ESPN's Kevin Seifert had this before McCarthy came back, that the reason why Brosmer didn't come in the Thursday night Vikings-Chargers game when Carson Wentz was clearly hurt was because they were worried Brosmer was going to be good, and then they couldn't go back to J.J. McCarthy. I think it's a fascinating setup for that game today. Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports, Lane Kiffin has made it clear to Ole Miss that he's leaving for LSU. And we're leaving for a quick commercial break. Actives and inactives on the other side, and the rest of the Week 13 NFL Sunday slate.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.